It's no secret here in Central California that many, if not most, of the people who work in the fields in Valley Agriculture are undocumented immigrants. There is a new study out, though, now about so-called ghost workers, common in migrant farm labor, and its author joins us now, Sarah Horton. Welcome to Valley Edition.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sarah, let's start out with just the title here, ghost worker. What are we talking about when we talk about a ghost worker?
Right. So in doing interviews with farm workers in Central California, I heard workers discussing this category. They referred to them as trabajando fantasma, or working as a ghost. And these were individuals who were intentionally given the documents, work authorization documents of third parties to work. By their foremen. So they were essentially coercively working loaned documents.
So you're saying they're given them by their foremen. Are they seeking these out? Is this a part of the employment process to become involved in? How does that work? Walk us through the process.
Yeah. So basically, what I found is that in some cases, foremen are actually, they want to, in fact, hide the identities of some of their workers, either because they are undocumented or because they are minors, and so therefore legally ineligible to work more than 8 hours a day or 48 hours a week in California. And in some cases, even because the companies appear to have an unofficial policy of evading overtime laws. So in these cases, foremen are loaning out documents to workers so that they will not appear on the books to be working overtime. So these are cases in which foremen actually are intentionally engaging in what I call identity masking. They are masking the identities of their workers in order to evade immigration and labor laws, really.
So who are these foremen? Are they labor contractors? Are they the growers themselves? Who do they represent?
Right. They're mostly the immediate labor supervisors. So in some cases, they're acting on their own accord. So, for example, in cases of labor shortage, a labor supervisor needs to fill his team. And so if he is getting, asking a miner to work, for example, he will give that miner loan documents. In other cases, it appears to be a policy among some companies to require that their foremen mask the identities of workers in order to evade overtime laws. So I've heard about this, for example, with companies that in which the mayordomos or foremen sort of universally give workers other documents to work on Sundays so that the company doesn't have to actually pay overtime laws. It appears on the books that this particular worker only worked 6 days rather than 7 days a week, and so it actually benefits the company.
So I want to emphasize here, I think it's, again, somewhat common knowledge that in this part of California, many of the workers in the fields are undocumented and in some cases have paperwork that is not necessarily legitimate, and that paperwork is presented to a grower or to a contractor. You're saying here, what's new here is that this is actually being supplied by someone they're working for and not being obtained by the worker themselves?
That's exactly right. So it's, yes. So it kind of is a little bit of the reverse of what we see in the media a lot in terms of the concern about sort of identity theft, because in this case, it is the foremen who are actually supplying workers with the loaned documents of other individuals. Exactly.
Where do they get these Social Security numbers?
From what I understand, when foremen are doing this, they typically get them from friends and family. At least that's workers' understanding of the situation, that these are friends and family of foremen who want their Social Security numbers to actually be worked. Because in the process, these workers are actually sinking money into the retirement and unemployment accounts of these third parties. So it's actually benefiting these third parties who are, in a sense, farming out their documents to be worked. to Forman.
Sarah Horton's new study is out in the Anthropology of Work Review, and it's talking about this issue of farm labor and illegitimate documents that are supplied in some cases by a foreman for labor contractors or growers. You also, in your report, talk about some of the other problems that this can create, including for workers who might get injured on the job.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Exactly. So one of the main concerns that really arose for the workers whose identities were being masked, who were sort of forcibly working as ghosts, was that if they were injured on the job, there was no official report of their ever having been company employees. So ingeniously, the strategy of loaning out documents also makes workers disappear from the official roster of employees. And so many of these workers were terrified of actually filing a workers' compensation claim because they knew that the company could say, look, you were working someone else's documents. And they could blame the worker, even though it was the foreman who, in fact, gave them the documents.
So tell us a little more about your research. Who did you talk to in this? Did you talk to the workers? Did you talk to the growers? Did you talk to the foreman? How did the process go?
Right. So I've been working in the Valley since 2005, and I've been working with eight of the same families I've known since 2005. So I established rapport with them over time, and they were the ones who really first began talking about this practice. So then I supplemented those interviews with 37 other workers, really about how they find their work authorization documents, and also with six labor supervisors. And then finally, to make sure that this wasn't just happening sort of, you know, in a random place in the Valley, I also did interviews with eight workers' compensation attorneys on the Central Coast and down in Bakersfield to make sure that this was actually a practice that, you know, wasn't unique to Fresno County. And I heard that this was, in fact, a pretty pervasive practice for this to occur.
So is anything changing in this process? You've been following it since 2005. There are definitely some changes that have happened overall in the immigration world, more deportations, things like that. The farm labor market has seen its ebbs and flows, but there have been reports mm-hmm. of worker shortages. What's yeah. changing in your view?
Yeah. So as I understand it, I talk about this a little bit more in the book that I have coming out with University of California Press at the end of July, which is called They Leave Their Kidneys in the Fields. I mean, it's primarily about heat stroke, but I do discuss this practice of ghost workers. And what I've seen changing recently is it appears that there is more of a need for miners to work because labor supervisors need to fill their teams. So I think that there's more of a chance of this forcible identity masking to be occurring really among these miners. It's pretty routine that miners are made to work other people's documents if their family needs them to work. So that seems to be increasing. On the other hand, I think with a labor shortage, it's a little more difficult for foremen to make working other people's documents a condition of their employment because they're desperate for workers. So I'm seeing more workers being paid in cash now. And as I think the labor market becomes a little less tight, I would imagine the practice of ghost workers to increase even more.
Before we go, one last question. This issue of identity masking, ghost workers supplying one individual someone else's legal documents and assuming their identity, that would be a crime. Is there any, concern amongst those who are doing this that they could face prosecution? And is there any sort of evidence that there have been any investigations into those supplying these documents?
Right. So, and I want to just sort of say, up front here, is that, of course, this practice is not unique to farm work. So I first became aware of it in farm work, but, you know, it's pretty common in many sectors of the industry that rely on undocumented workers. So I think that's why it's an interesting case study to look at farm work. Because as far as I know, I do know of some companies that have fired foremen when they become aware of this practice. But if you look at other industries, for example, even in the raid of in Postville of the meatpacking plant there in 2008, it became after the raid and the prosecutions of undocumented workers for identity theft, It emerged that, in fact, it was several mid-level supervisors who were involved in giving many of these workers documents. So one plant manager admitted in court to attempting to buy fake documents for 19 workers. One office employee and supervisor were convicted of aggravated identity theft. So I haven't heard of prosecutions in farm work of foremen for this, but there have been, in fact, prosecutions of supervisors in other industries for this. But I think it's something that people are less aware of, as, you know, the attention is being sort of caught or drawn instead to the idea of immigrant workers as identity thieves. They're missing the role of employers in this process.
Sarah Horton is an anthropologist at the University of Colorado, Denver. She has a new study out in the Anthropology of Work Review about ghost workers, farm laborers who are supplied documentation of others, essentially being the subjects of identity swapping through their foreman at their employment. This new study is going to be followed soon by a book from the University of California Press. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.